You're listening to SBS News.
After 20 months of negotiations, it took European leaders half an hour to approve the divorce deal. It's another step towards Britain leaving the group of nations. For UK Prime Minister Theresa May, it was a huge relief.
There were those who said that reaching a Brexit agreement that worked for both sides was an impossible task. From the start, I rejected that counsel of despair and set about negotiating a deal that worked for the UK and the EU.
Mrs May's European counterpart said they felt no joy in approving the withdrawal agreement, but were pleased progress is finally being made. Mark Rutte is the Dutch Prime Minister.
I believe that nobody's winning. We are all losing because of the UK leaving. But given that context, this is a balanced outcome with no political winners or victories. But it is acceptable.
While some EU leaders have held out hope the Brexit decision would be reversed, many, like Luxembourg's Prime Minister Xavier Bettel, were more pragmatic.
Today we are going to sign on our side the divorce. I was a lawyer, so I did a lot of divorce. I know approximately how it works. But we have to organise the divorce. It's not a funeral. So UK is still living, EU is still living, and the relations are still existing.
So what happens now? The deal must make it through British Parliament with a vote expected in December. Currently, it doesn't have the numbers to pass. But if it does, the agreement will then go back to the European Council, where 20 out of 27 EU states need to support it. Then it has to be ratified by the European Parliament. A vote there would likely be held early next year. Despite some opponents of the deal in Britain suggesting it could be renegotiated, the President of the EU Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, has made it clear that won't happen.
This is the best deal possible for Britain. This is the best deal possible for Europe. This is the only deal possible. The only deal possible.
The EU's firm stance was echoed by Theresa May. She has told members of Parliament in Britain that her deal is now the only practical option left.
The British people don't want to spend any more time arguing about Brexit. They want a good deal done that fulfils the vote and allows us to come together again as a country.
But Mrs May faces a huge task to get this deal approved by Parliament. And even if she does, the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland, whose votes she relies on, is threatening to bring down the government. Arlene Foster is the DUP's leader.
If it came to the situation that Parliament did decide, and there's no evidence that they're going to, but if they did decide to back this deal, then obviously we would have to review the confidence and supply agreement.
While Theresa May got what she wanted from Europe, she's about to face the political fight of her life back home. In Brussels, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.